Book, Eric, today is the 12th of November, and I got your tape that you made the 6th, and then I guess that was the 5th here, so that's pretty quick. And also a letter that you wrote the 5th. I enjoyed your tape so much. I've just really been looking forward to hearing from you. It's been a while since I'd heard. I had gotten two letters Friday, and then none Saturday, or of course, then Monday was Veterans Day, so we didn't have mail service, so I was really looking forward to coming home today and seeing what I had, but awfully disappointed that you didn't get to go to Hong Kong. And you have a letter at the Hilton Hotel in Hong Kong, but I imagine they'll just send it back to me, so I didn't say anything too important in there, just what I was doing. I may just go ahead and send it to you anyway, but maybe they could just hold it for you. You said something about on that tape that I laughed about, that resupply mission. I laughed because I thought it was funny. It was so good. And I want you to act silly sometimes. You just wait till you get this tape that I made. Silly? Gary, you just never heard. In fact, I was kind of embarrassed even to play it for Gary and Sylvia because it was so funny. Well, I mean, it wasn't anything personal. That's why I didn't play it for them. I bought it. A tape that's an hour long, and I wasn't going to tell you about it, but I guess you may get it before you get this one. I'm going to mail them both together, and then you may get one before the other, but I'll put a big X on one of them, or a 1 or a 2 or something, to let you know which one to play first, and I hope you play this one first, and then the other one. I think you'll be real surprised, and I hope you'll be real excited. I bought this hour-long tape, and I took it. Well, your folks and I went to the musical and everything Friday night, and then after the musical, it was about 12 o'clock. Well, I called Keith, and I went by the dorm, and I gave him my tape recorder and the tape and everything, and he took the tape recorder to the sub-tea breakfast, and it opens up with all the guys singing the bottle, and I know you're... I know that it'll make you homesick, but then also I think that it'll mean an awful lot to you. And then after they sing the bottle, well, then different ones get on and talk. And at first I had just thought it'd just be for you. And then when we thought about taking it to the sub-tea breakfast, well, then I thought, they could say something to everybody, and then maybe there'd be a possibility of you're getting the tape to John Augustine or Dale Dean or Dale Mormon and Scratch, and maybe Billy will be over there before long, and then he'd enjoy hearing it. So when they took it to the breakfast, well, that was the idea that some of them had, so a lot of it was said to, they'd say hi Snelly and Gary and things like that, so you do what you want to about it. I told you on the tape I said some things on that tape too, so it's kind of confusing, but the majority of the whole tape is ended up just for you, so I'll just let you decide what to do about it. But I sure hope you enjoy it, because we just had so much fun making it, but it really is silly. In fact, when Gary was listening, we were trying to listen to it so Gary could find a place to say something, and he said that you're probably going to wonder about the middle age of all of our friends, but it is silly. But maybe it'll mean a lot, and I think it really will. It meant a lot to me just hearing it. Well, about the Hawaiian Punch, I don't understand why you haven't gotten it yet. I sure hope that they do it quickly. I knew you didn't mean to keep our engagement quiet, but I was afraid maybe that you might not like it because I told them about the Hawaiian Punch. No. But anyway, I guess that did announce our engagement to people here in Abilene, but nearly everybody knew anyway, so it didn't make that much difference. I kind of had fun homecoming. They're worse than people that still didn't know or that found out after they got here. And I don't know, it's just kind of, I guess seeing them be surprised, it kind of makes you feel a little good that you've got a secret. Isn't that silly? I'm really looking forward to going skiing Christmas. I'm not too worried about the ski clothes because when I went in Colorado Springs that day, I just wore plain pants and I had to wear Sonny's long underwear, but I can probably scrounge some more of that up, so I'm not too worried about it. But I am going to try this Girls at Home on. And it kind of worried me about the marijuana. I'd heard that, well, we had heard in the papers that there was quite a bit of it over there. And I guess you would run into it, but you just, it seems, oh, so far away, doesn't it, I guess, to me. And were you in charge? Did you have to break it up? I guess that could get pretty rough with a bunch of enlisted, well, just any kind of guys in a situation like that. I just hope that nothing comes of it and that they can work it out. And about that dress that I told you that I'd had made and everything and bought the material and the pattern, then it didn't fit. Well, it didn't fit in the armholes. Aha, do you believe that? No. It was the pattern. It's not me. I didn't get to see Ralph and Babe when I was in Freona. I didn't get to see hardly anybody. Winifred and Andy weren't there, and Dion and Fern weren't there, and so I just saw very few people, really, I guess. But your mother was worried about Ralph and Babe, and they just didn't strike me at all being like that. They just struck me as, I just thought they were both just real strong members of the church. So I guess that should show you that there aren't just all good people in the church. Some people, it's hard for some people to realize that. I'm glad that I do realize it, but it really is something. Well, Nancy leaves in 2 weeks to go see Scratch, so she's really excited. She just could hardly be calm during homecoming, but she says Scratch is really having a time. I think I told you on that other tape, he's having pizza parties and cooking steaks on their balcony and everything in Saigon. He's really got it to not bad at all. It's almost like being in the States, I guess. And he does have to carry his gun to work because of snipers. I was sorry Nancy didn't get to talk on that tape. It just seemed like that we just couldn't get everybody. And when she was over at Gary and Sylvia's, well, I, for some reason, I just didn't think of it while she was there. So I guess I just, there's quite a few people on there, though, and I think you will enjoy it. You said something about your malaria pills. Have you really stopped taking them, Gary? Are you supposed to? You said you felt better because you hadn't been taking them, but what would happen if, I mean, could you get malaria? Would it, or is there really not that much of it over there? That's really the part that I worry about the most, I guess, is that the diseases and things like that, or you're not feeling good, because if you're feeling real good, well then I don't worry about anything else, because I know that you can take care of yourself as well or better than anybody else. But when you feel bad, that's the time when you need to be extra careful, I guess. Oh, about the elections, I guess everybody was pretty excited around here that Nixon won. Except Ms. Gilbert, and she was for Humphrey, but she said she was funny about it, and she certainly doesn't have any hard feelings or anything. I'm real anxious to talk to Clyde. I thought I had an old Wallace bumper sticker here, and I was just going to mail it to him and see if he wanted it, but I had thrown it away, so I guess I'll have to make up something else funny and send to him. My election at school, I can't remember if I told you in the letter or not, but anyway, it was quite indicative of the voting turnout anyway. It said I had 25 students in my class at the time.